To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, well, they had the game before the Saints game. It looked really rough.
It rained during the Saints game. Like, man. And you can't tell. You can't tell when you watch the game. You can't really tell how bad the weather is sometimes.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Panthers, they're back at it tonight on the ice against the Nashville Predators. You can hear that game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM as they will look to bounce back from their three straight losses. Cats are in the bottom of the Eastern Conference. The Predators, bottom of the West. So hopefully this can maybe a little spark at home. Let's go. Panthers need this.
I mean, we're asking a bit much. We know what their limitations are.
That's going to beat the Preds, dude, not like the Lightning.
I just think there's a lot of guys, new guys, that have to get caught up to how they do things.
Let's see. Paul Maurice said today, according to Jamison Olive, Sergei Bobrovsky is in net, and Carter Verhaeghe.
Carter Verhaeghe.
We'll be back tonight from the birth of his child. Congratulations to the Verhaeghes.
Why? You know what? Don't ever get mad at life. Right? You sound so frustrated that he had to take some time off.
I'm not frustrated.
Okay.
Why would I be frustrated?
I'm just saying.
Carter Verhaeghe deserves to go see the birth of his child. He's a two-time champion.
Okay. All right. I thought I felt a little.
I think Paul Maurice mentioned on the trip, I did think Paul Maurice was like, at one point, because he said when they went to Nashville, that's when all the dads went. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it is more like a grandfather's trip because we're having all these kids pop out left and right. He didn't say pop out. That was a little. But he was like, we're having all these babies around. And I think Paul Maurice is like, damn, cats are so horny from all this winning. They just keep having kids. So I think he may be a little bit frustrated. Not that he's not happy for everybody, but he's just like, another one? Another knocked up panther? Baby cats all over the place. These hockey guys, they're a little rough.
Yet, you know? I'm the one.
What?
I'm the one.
Oh, dude, I don't even want. Let's get into you.
Get to that headline.
Let's get into you, okay? Because
Carter Verhaeghe.
Leroy. Something needs to be done with you, dude. I don't know what to tell you. First of all, it's not right what you do sometimes to people.
What do you mean? They're just having fun. I'm friendly with everybody.
Okay, you go.
I say
life.
Hi to everybody. I have conversations with everybody,
dude.
I scare. I have fun. Do I not?
By yourself?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but you come in hot. You know,
I do.
You're not exactly like letting people get to know Leroy. And so, if we have a new person starting here. Right?
I'm breaking them in.
You can't call somebody a movie character famously short because that person is not tall in stature.
That's not why I said that, though.
Really?
Leroy.
Really?
That's the reason why.
Then why did you
Lying.
Do it?
Because he looked like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? And what was the most distinct quality about it?
He ain't got blue eyes.
Oh, I ain't get up all in this business like that.
Dade South says this is exactly why Leroy can't be a deli manager. Yeah, you couldn't run a Publix.
Yes, I could.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Your first reaction on people is like, you look at somebody, you're like, you thought that was a good idea?
I'm surprised you didn't call me Aladdin when you met me.
I'm like, listen, I'm honestly, Chico, I'm surprised too. Like, you know, we haven't. Nah. He's.
I was thinking more along the lines of The Last Samurai.
I'll take that over.
Semantic Samurai.
Last Samurai.
You think
Latino?
Dude, you think it's appropriate to call somebody Frodo?
No, I mean.
So then
that you don't know. You
know,
like
I know him.
You mentioned Lupe.
No, you don't know him. What's his name?
Isaac.
Yeah, because he told you in the hallway.
Because you apologized and you felt bad.
No because he asked the girls.
No.
Oh, so you didn't go and ask him his name.
No.
So to him, he's just Frodo.
Yeah. Wow. But I do that with a lot of people.
Somebody came in here and. Deleted one of my photos.
Task at hand, Jennifer. Task at hand.
You are next. Okay.
It was Frog Boy.
Jordo say, Leroy, bro, you pretty fat, dude. I can live with that.
But dude, you can't do that. Remember when? Hey, do you not remember when we were at micro wrestling?
Nobody said that. Did you defend me when dude called me?
Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield. Did you defend me?
Honestly, listen, I think you could.
Or did you laugh?
I think you could be a part of it. I think you could be a part
of
micro wrestling.
It didn't help. I was the only black person there.
Well, listen, I didn't really know what to do in that situation because it's we people and a racial description.
Right. Everybody laughed.
I wasn't laughing.
Evander Holyfield.
The Boca people were laughing.
Right.
I wasn't laughing. I was like, did he just say that?
Okay.
But dude,
okay,
it wasn't nice. Calling somebody you barely know, Frodo?
Huh?
Because somebody you barely know, Frodo? Hey, what are you doing?
You reminded me of Frodo.
But why do you have to say it right to him?
Because I don't talk behind people's back.
Oh, my God. Maybe sometimes you should.
No, that
just
seems,
keep it in the holster.
That seems sneaky.
Just keep it in the holster.
No, but it's not funny if I keep it in the holster. I can't laugh by myself.
You do anyway.
What?
You laugh by yourself often.
So you'd rather just put them down and laugh in their face?
No, I'm not putting them down.
Leroy,
what if
what if he is subconscious about his height?
Let me ask you something,
dude. You're out here just throwing it like
Frodo is famous.
Yeah. I understand that he's famous. Who is that? Elijah Wood? Is that who was that?
That's a compliment.
Is it?
But some people might not see.
Has anybody in the history of time ever put on their Tinder profile, looks like Frodo?
If they put Elijah looking like, maybe.
Look at him. He's so happy.
Wait, no. See? Wait.
And I'm not height shaming. I don't care, but I would never call somebody that. And the other thing is, then you tried, it, before Goosey's No Goosey's, to pull the Lupe and JFig card, which is not... which is not apples for apples. You know them very well. You've known them for a long time. If you knew Frodo for a little more time, calling him Frodo.
Why you call him Frodo?
I don't know his name. I forgot.
Isaac.
Well, if you knew Isaac a little bit more time, then okay, you can joke jokey jokes.
I want you to know Isaac listens to the show, okay?
Yeah.
So why can't why couldn't you wait a little bit more?
He's a nice guy.
You could have gotten to know him, be a very nice man, and maybe then you could jokey jokes about the height.
What if he didn't hear me when I called him Frodo? That I kind of mumbled it.
You made it seem like you called him.
That's even worse.
What if you would have shot back immediately and be like, all right, Holyfield?
I would have been fine.
No, because then you'd come in here and be like, could you believe I have no respect in this building?
No! If I both my wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait. Are there any two people that harass me more than you and Lupe?
Like I said.
Again.
We've known each other for how many years? And also, you're the one that goes to look for it. And then what did you do? You're like, oh, is there anything up there? And then you pulled out your nose hairs in front of us.
Yeah, you're like kind of
me to use house clippers.
I didn't want you to do anything. I stood far away from you guys because I didn't want
to
be
They wanted me to use
in.
The office scissors.
It doesn't matter. You can't compare a relationship with somebody you've known for years upon years to somebody you don't know.
I do know him.
No!
You don't.
Have you ever said hello to him?
Yeah.
Is he in
without
there?
The follow-up of Frodo.
Huh?
Without, you heard me.
No, I didn't, yes. Yes.
Okay.
No, I've said hi to him a bunch of times.
Okay.
Just, Frodo thing just hit me.
Intrusive thoughts.
That's the problem.
And he's never.
And this is the same thing that he did at Marlins spring training.
Where did Leroy's fro go?
This is the same thing that happened at Marlins spring training.
That's why you were not called back.
Where you were hosing down everybody left and right.
Dude, his uniform looked like kielbasa skin.
Is giving him more
baseball
space
uniforms
to do this.
Are snug.
No, not like that.
They are
not
mean,
like
dude?
That.
You think that they got extra baggy? Like, what are you talking about?
There's a lot of guys that wear baggy. Dude,
Chico, just for reference, he at spring training referred to on the air as one of the Marlins pitchers as, and this is a quote, chunky number 52.
Oh, man.
They didn't have names on the back of their jersey.
He was a minor leaguer.
He was a minor leaguer.
Did he get cut for being chunky?
I don't know.
Dude.
What?
Leroy?
How did that uniform fit him? Don't lie. Honest truth.
It fits snug like a middle reliever would.
You called him a sausage, Leroy.
Yes. That's how it looked. Wait. He was breathing heavy as his uniform was so tight. He couldn't hardly breathe. It was so tight.
You weren't that close.
Yes, I was.
Oh, yeah. Dade South's bringing up another good one. Don't forget foreign press short shorts at the Heat's facility.
Oh, yeah.
That was the top. We're at on a tour with the Heat, and they're sitting there to be like, oh, we want to have you guys down to the building. You're going to go on the tour with everybody. So a lot of tourists come in from other countries. I think this person was Swedish or Finnish or something. And the Euros, they wear smaller clothing. And this person was, skies out, thighs out. And Leroy
on flip-flops with the hooks in the back. He was probably Canadian.
I think he was Swedish.
Sweet, because they do that. They wear those, the shoes, the sandals with the little hook in the back.
Dude, you...
You look way too much at people.
Yeah, but you...
I pay attention.
You went out here. We're in a gym where the echoes are quite loud.
I used my indoor voice.
That was not an indoor voice. And also, he was right there.
You thought those shorts were a good idea?
As close as, me and Tobin are right here.
I did not say it like that. No, I didn't.
And the worst part is that he's saying it while looking at them, making eye contact.
I think the only thing that saved us there is that guy clearly didn't speak English.
Oh, so that makes it even more fun.
There's a track record here. So there's a track record.
Yes! Yeah. Track record? The book is out. This guy is out here. You are not safe around this man.
No.
If you are not buttoned up.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I don't mess with everybody.
Really?
Yeah, I mess with most people. But it's all in good fun, baby. Have a little fun. That's what you say, right?
I can't shame him, though. That's the kind of friend I want.
We'll have no fun.
At least I know when he's lying, because he won't.
Jordo says, hey, Isaac, just Google Leroy. That's funny.
Oh, my God. Where did my legs go?
Google.
all of a sudden.
We'll take a break.
Why does she look like she's
that's
been
exactly how I look
7 years in the
about?
WNBA?
Google said
that.
That
is how I look like.
Google said you were 5 foot.
Oh, but that's funny.
It is
nobody,
funny.
Hey,
that's objectively
that
funny.
Nobody funny. Says that when y'all karma. Get me.
It's funny.
I mean, how quick did old Giggles over there laugh when I hit my head on the mic? How quick? How quick?
This is
quick.
Not the same.
Why not?
We're friends.
Yeah.
Frodo, you don't know this person.
This guy caught a stray. Poor Frodo.
A stray? Wait, he was in the firing squad.
No, it wasn't. I don't.
Oh, now you're walking it back a little bit, huh?
No.
That's Jimmy.
You wanted to make a Jimmy comment. You can't help yourself.
Leroy?
You can't help yourself.
He's laughing.
He did. He wants to make a comment about him wearing an Inter Miami jersey.
I think we need to bring back that whole, what was it? The Lent?
Lent's not even close.
We need to bring it back.
I'm gonna bring it
make
back.
Make it a yearly.
We can bring it back, but
he's still got.
I'm emptying the clip before.
He's still got 3 months to
learn. Before that day happens. Look.
And by the way, we really let you off the hook a lot last year on Lent.
Thank you so much for
no, you didn't. I was really good.
You were not.
You were better than I thought, but we let you off the hook a lot last year. We made Leroy give up fat shaming for Lent. It was hard, probably as hard as covenant with God.
I know, because
he got struck by lightning a couple times.
It never fails. If you give something up, cheeks everywhere. Cheeks you even shouldn't even be seeing.
So wait, we know about Lent. You can break the Lent on Sunday. So on Sundays, did you just unload on fat people?
No!
I didn't do nothing.
Dave South says you guys swallowed the whistle a few times. No. Nick says Leroy is the T-1000 of fat shaming. Everyone, every time he eyeballs you, he just scans your stats until a big red fat message comes up.
Well, that's not true.
It's a little true, dude. Shaming.
But yeah, he had 3,000 calories yesterday in an hour.
That's the thing. Well, this is, look, he works out very hard, but he eats like a fat kid. You have been housing down more sugar than I have ever seen.
I know.
It's been crazy.
I don't eat like sugar like that at home.
I know. I know. Sure, because I know Big Spoon would not have it.
Oh, she don't get home till 5.
How many sneaky compartments you have in your house of snacks?
Let me see. Too much.
No. So, in the little top thing in the refrigerator, have some. Let me see what's up there right now. Lifesaver sour gummies. We have Sour Patch, grape, and then some chocolate. It's been in there for like 3 months.
Oh, so it's bottom feeding right now. You need some new supplies.
Because I just go like if I have a taste for it, I get it. But it could go. I could buy it. By the time I get home, I don't want it, and it'll sit in the refrigerator or in the closet forever.
His Halloween candy was gone in 12 minutes.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not.
He stored it all over the place.
I put it all over the place. So
he's like a squirrel. Different trees.
Around here, you got to hide stuff.
Leroy, from you.
No, not from me. Okay. Because I replenish. If I come in and eat your candy, I replenish the candy.
No, it's like Pablo Escobar hiding his millions in the ground from the government. He's like, I can't remember where it is. Nobody will be able to find it.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cats will be back on the ice tonight, taking on the Nashville Predators. Heat lost last night. They're back in action tomorrow.
-1 for tardiness, for hobnobbery.
Where were you?
Bathroom.
Okay, fair enough. Is it because of the donuts?
No. What are you trying to imply here?
What do you mean, what am I trying to imply? I'm just, it was too sweet.
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme. Nothing says I'm sweet as hell like Krispy Kreme donut.
Listen, don't try to throw things on me after your last segment.
What?
You're trying to pile on me because
no.
of what?
No, piling on. No, we move on to the next thing. That's the one thing with this. We move on.
No, you don't.
We move on. We don't dwell.
Okay.
Would you say we dwell? We don't dwell. We don't move on to the next thing.
We don't move on to the next thing.
You know?
And we always have the next thing when you come in late for every second.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dude,
still thinking about the old tickle thumbs, huh?
Nobody puts thumbs.
Image away
nobody puts thumbs under there like that. You do realize that, right?
Listen, nobody used to do the open stance in baseball. Then it became all the rave. You know,
logistically, it doesn't work.
Well, you don't think that it could work.
No, I know it doesn't.
You know,
how much room you think you got down there?
You know how we used to do free
throws? How much room you think?
I think Aaron Brewer and Brunskill got some more room.
No, it doesn't work that way. Just because you're bigger doesn't mean you have more room.
I think you just don't trust Brunskill to hold on to it.
Because he's going to have lineman pads on.
You know how we used to do free throws? Underhand. Changed it. Who's to say that we can't change the way that we take snaps? And that
physics,
really was
physics.
And that really
physics,
was that wasn't really.
By the way, physics.
That wasn't really the point of my argument. The point of my argument was direct snap to Brunskill. Let's do that.
Physics says you can't.
Why?
The ball doesn't fit.
I think it can. Brunskill's showing some movement on these motions. You know, I think he would be up for it. What about a pitch to Brunskill? Tristan Wirfs caught a touchdown last week. I like big guy touchdowns. It's fun. Remember when Robert Hunt took the ball?
This is one of those situations where if they tried to get too cute with it and it didn't work, you'd be the first one.
No, I wouldn't. We're doing too many things that are status quo right now. You know, 4th and 1, give it to the big back. You know, let's see what Ollie Gordon can do. All right. It hasn't worked that last couple times. Let's change it up a little. By the way, congratulations. Devon Achane was named AFC Offensive Player of the Month.
Yeah, I could see it. He had, 500 total yards? 400 something rushing.
So I'm just thinking about it, dude. You know? Ask, give Everett a call. See what he thinks.
I don't have to call him.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you. The football doesn't fit snapping it that way.
I bet other centers have tried it, you know?
Nope. Sometimes. You see, the first thing they do is they put the football so where they, when they snap and their hand turns, it goes right there. Boom. See?
Yeah, no, I get the logistics of the traditional way to
do
it.
No, that's how your arm moves, you know, that way. It's a natural movement of your arm.
If we thought that way,
oh my goodness, why am I doing this?
No, if we thought that way, no one would ever throw the.
Why am I doing this?
No, seriously, if we thought that way, nobody would ever throw the knuckleball. You know what I mean? You gotta try some stuff out.
One has nothing to do with the other.
It's about trying things out. That's what I'm saying.
No, but you can throw a knuckleball.
Mm-hmm.
It has no effect on anybody else, but physically. Okay, the ball can only fit between your legs one way.
There got to be a long-armed center. It wouldn't affect him that way, you know?
It has nothing to do with how long your arms are, because where the quarterback is in the same spot on every quarterback, dude, on every center.
When Benyama could snap it past his gooch, what are you talking about?
Okay, the next football team that has a 7'5", 125 pounds. You let me know. What the hell's wrong with you? In fact, centers are usually the stockiest.
I'm aware. T-Rex arms.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because
be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, JFig ruined my mood before getting on the mic. She talked about Demi. I hate Demi. Just as a TV character. I don't really know her as a person.
Get out of here. He's shaming, by the way. Give him a minus one.
You're a
dope. That's terrible. yeah.
Minus one.
I only asked you because the reunion came out today.
Oh, the reunion's out?
Yeah, it came out at midnight, but
I'll watch that after the Panthers tonight. I'll check that out. I started watching the new Vanderpump Rules.
Is it good?
It was fine.
Really?
It was fine. I didn't pay full attention to it because then the Heat game started, but I started watching it last night. It was all right.
You can't compare it to.
It's going to be tough. That's a legendary show.
Legendary
show. I don't know. I don't know if you can compare. Lisa Vanderpump still got it, though. She still got it.
Her Judge Judy.
Not one episode.
You should. Big Spoon hasn't checked out Vanderpump Rules.
I don't know. Rebecca couldn't wait to see the first four episodes of Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, you know what? I never got into Stranger Things.
I never saw one.
I'm still on season two, episode one.
How many? It's only four seasons, right?
I don't know, but I think I was in college when that one came out. So
really, Stranger Things came out when you were in college?
Mm-hmm.
Been out a while. Dude.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. Yeah. So no, I haven't seen the reunion yet. Maybe I'll check that out tonight. Maybe
I watched the Everybody Loves Raymond reunion this past weekend. 30-year.
Aren't they no longer with us, a bunch of people?
The parents.
The parents aren't with us anymore.
Right, but the...
they waited a long time for that reunion.
30 years.
Wow. How's Brad Garrett still unfunny?
Yeah, he's not funny.
Not funny, dude.
He's like the worst.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what he's like? He's the difference between somebody just naturally being funny,
mm-hmm.
and somebody who goes to school and learns how to be a comedian.
I heard a good joke yesterday. You want to hear it?
I'm scared.
Tommy, tell it to you.
So here we go again.
Sure.
There's been no conversations. I want to make it clear just for the, I would say one more time, but for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting the One Network for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever.
See, very clear. I can't
make that more clear.
Very clear.
That's funny.
But what if you said, Giannis, how do you feel about getting traded? He didn't ask, but the discussions are there.
Giannis was talking about, like, in the summer when he was down here, he was like, listen, if I change my mind, I'm a person, you know, like, yeah, that's just human. And I was like, oh, like, that's wiggle room right there, dude. I know that move. When you just, listen, Giannis is basically going to hit you with, look, I didn't want to leave. Then we lost to the Wizards. The facts have changed. Oh, sorry, Doc.
The facts have changed.
The facts have changed. I'm sorry. But, you know, the thing is that's interesting is, like, Shams had this summer where he was kind of embarrassed because he promised us the craziest summer ever.
The biggest summer ever.
And we got Kuminga rumors all summer. We got nothing.
Yeah. Although we did get the best trade.
We did get the best trade. Yeah. We got Norman Powell for nothing.
Yeah.
But this is what he was sitting on. He thought Giannis was going to ask out. And then they were the Bucks. He's like, I think he was sitting here and the Bucks did the crazy thing of cutting Damian Lillard and stretching the contract and going at Miles Turner. And I was like, he probably thought to himself, geez, this team's really desperate. Like, really desperate to keep me. And so then you're in this spot where it's like, if you're Giannis, the one thing that he can't do, because you got to give credit to the Bucks, even though they should have just never stuck their beak in the Damian Lillard business. But I got to give credit. Like, they've always tried to get this guy more. It's not like a LeBron Cavs situation where they couldn't get anybody to Cleveland, right? Like, they got him Drew Holiday. They won a championship. Then they got him Damian Lillard. Then they got him even Miles Turner with no cap room. So I think it's just been one of these hard things where they've really done everything there is to do to try and make him happy. And I think he just wants to go live by a beach. And that's just what, and that's okay.
That's okay.
You can't build a beach in Milwaukee.
What
too
beach
cold.
Are we talking about?
There's beach on the
if I had to
by
guess,
the lake, one of the Great Lakes.
If I had to guess based on how Greek Freak likes to play on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Hollover Beach.
You know what? I see it. I see it.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be a great first prank where he goes and he asks Bam, he goes, hey, what's the beach to go to down here? He goes, dude, do I have a beach for you? He goes, really? Where should I go, Bam? He goes, go to that Hollover Beach. You and the missus will love it. Probably actually isn't that weird to him because he's from Europe.
You know
they're
what?
Probably yeah. naked all over the place in Greece. I don't even think they wear clothes
they're
in Greece.
They're very free.
They wear togas?
No, they wear nothing. Remember the OG Olympics?
No.
That was Gooch all over the place, dude. Crazy. They were snapping the ball like literally. I mean, naked wrestling to win the gold. The only clothing you had was the medal. Did they give medals back then?
Sure they always gave medals.
I think they always gave medals too. So,
or just like a fern, so you can cover up.
A fern.
When it gets to cover up.
Hear ye, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the first, wins the wrestling. To win, he gets a fern to cover up. Then somebody was like, you know what would be cool? How about winning a medal instead of a plant?
I wonder how cold they had to be in the early days of the Winter Olympics.
That's a good question.
Because I'm wondering, with all the technology they have now, they're nice and toasty.
Right.
But they didn't have all that back then in the days.
So you think like a OG curling, you were really...
that indoors?
I don't know. Well, I imagine the first curling had to be on a pond.
I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say it was a minute before they had curling in the Olympics.
Not sure. You sure about that? You don't have to look it up. I'd rather spitball it.
Curling started only about like 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, there's no way. What, 15, 20 years ago in the Olympics?
Yeah.
From what I remember.
The only people that did curling were Canadians. So that's one country.
Dade South says they did not award medals in the original ancient Olympic Games. Instead, victors were awarded a crown made from branches of wild olive tree known as cotinos.
There you go. See that?
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So you're still naked with the crown.
Yeah.
My point being, I
wonder if you have to say, hey, sweetheart, eyes on the crown.
Right.
Yeah.
That point is,
how
many Antetokounmpos would you be willing to have on the roster?
Why, you think you got to have all three?
I'm just asking. You know we're getting Thanesis. Oh,
Thanesis. What about the young one?
I don't remember his name. Alex? Is he Alex Antetokounmpo?
That seems way too, like...
I don't know.
Too easy?
Yeah. Dade South also with a fact. Curling was first played as a medal sport at the 1924 Winter Olympics.
In France,
but was later recognized as a demonstration sport before being added as a full medal sport in 1998.
So there. Full medal sport 1998.
Still nearly 30.
Curling.
That's 30 years ago almost.
Can I just say this? What a ridiculous sport.
I like curling, dude. It's hypnotic.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Hypnotic, you know what? It's crazy.
I'm going to tell you what. I can see it right now. I always look and go, I think everybody gets a turn. I'm like, I want to be the slider. I don't want to be the angry sweeper.
Is this our first time gambling with the Hard Rock app for an Olympics? Or did we have it for the last Olympics? Can you gamble on the Olympics?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
But the time was way different last time, so it's probably hard. You got to be like on point.
What do you mean?
I'd love to bet on some curling.
Get a VPN.
Just switch my location.
It works.
Leroy does curling fries.
Yep.
Nah, I'm a waffle fry guy.
Curling reminds me of the old school DVD screensavers. It is hypnotizing. You're just waiting for the corner.
You just sit there. The corner. You're just watching like. And then all of a sudden.
Suspense.
Get that glide right into the spot.
You know what that's like?
Mm-hmm. It's art.
That's the equivalent to the beanbag toss.
Cornhole?
Cornhole.
No, it's much more science than that.
No, I'm telling you. Curling is Canadian cornhole.
Dude, you glide with the stones, right? And then, like, you have your brusher. That's going to get memed. Anyway, the point is, you get it right to where it has to be, right on that target. It's exhilarating.
Dude.
Exhilarating and hypnotic.
It really is. What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
Ski jumping.
Oh, I love that.
Put the head.
Oh, wait.
Don't play.
She's going to be furious.
We have this.
Yeah.
We have this.
Of course. I'm in some kind of.
Oh, man. Dade Souse says
it's like bocce ball. Yeah. I like how Dade Souse, like, your associate producer. He's like,
we have those.
We have those. Those are on file.
On file.
We have those in file.
Tweet them to me because I'm trying to remember where I saved it.
Curling is awesome.
Yeah, curling is awesome. I like it. Then we got Panthers in the Olympics this year. Well, some of them.
I'm still trying to figure out the game where they do ski for 2 kilometers, then shoot stuff.
Oh, I think that's the biathlon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been great at that, man. They didn't have that in high school.
Winter Olympics is underrated, dude. I'm telling you. Can't wait for it.
Here it is. Look at that. Oh, I ain't playing.
Yep.
Look at that determination.
You would be good at that sport.
Huh?
Because of your ankles? You'd be great at that sport.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you do.
My fat ass is not aerodynamic.
But you were able to bend your ankles without.
But I'm not aerodynamic.
I'm telling you. You would be great.
Once
at that sport.
I jump in the air, I'd like stop like a kite.
Nah, dude. You'd be like a flying squirrel.
Look at those legs.
A flying squirrel?
Yeah, dude.
Nothing about me says squirrel.
Except for the storing of candy in strange places. All right, that's our show for today, everybody. I hope you all enjoy yourself.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.